When talking about the Intrabody Nano Network and the future of this agenda, we throw around a lot of terms. So I'd like to take a moment to discuss each term, and at least when I talk about it, what it means to me. Let's clarify the terminology we use a little bit. So in this video, I'm going to explain the Internet of Bodies, the Internet of Bio-Nano Things, the Internet of Things without the Bio-Nano prefix, a quick recap on the Intrabody Nano Network, and the Body Area Network and Wireless Body Area Network. Let's start with the Internet of Bodies. If you Google search this, you are going to get some very fancy sounding explanations that may or may not make sense, but I think I can do one better. Internet of Bodies is this network, as the name suggests, of people, of their bodies, of nanomachines in their body that gives humans direct internet connectivity. Now, how is the Internet of Bodies implemented? Well, it's implemented with a intrabody nano network, a network of nanomachines inside of your body, and the Internet of Bodies refers to the overall internet, the overall network, the overall connections of not the nanomachines inside the body, but the connectivity of all of the people that are hooked up to this system. So the intrabody nano network is what's inside of you, but the Internet of Bodies is what the intrabody nano network connects you to. The internet is this global collection of networks, hundreds of thousands of networks and routers worldwide that connect all of our devices together. Now, in the internet's global infrastructure, there are certain hierarchies, let's say, but I wouldn't say that the internet is entirely centralized. When we talk about the Internet of Bodies, what I see is a client-server model, which means that there are going to be clients, which are the nodes, the bodies, the people, the intrabody nano networks that implement the Internet of Bodies. These are in every single person, and these will communicate, likely through some kind of cellular network, or 5 or 6G, or the internet even. These will connect directly to whoever owns the Internet of Bodies. So the Internet of Bodies topology will look more like this, rather than this being the internet, a mesh topology. But the Internet of Bodies will going to funnel straight up to the governments and corporations. And when I think about the Internet of Bodies, because of the word bodies, I often imagine the kind of dystopian scenario of the excuse with overpopulation and just culling people. You know, it's the Internet of Bodies. We have 10 million bodies hooked up to this system. You're probably an American. It's like, we have 200 million people hooked up to the Internet of Bodies. Oh, we're overpopulated. Let's cull 10 million people. Boom, off they go. They're dead. And because this is a client-server model, because this is a centralized, there is centralized control of the network. That's why I'll throw this out there and say, oh, well, you know, you can have just a command, basically, that arbitrarily or not arbitrarily picks 10 million people and kills them off using tools that the intrabody nano network allows. Now, the Internet of Bio-Nano Things is very, very similar. It can be used interchangeably. But the terminology behind the Internet of Bio-Nano Things is the same thing, a network, but this time of bio-nano things. So what are bio-nano things? Generally, when we speak about bio-nano things, and again, this is not standardized terminology, but I'll just speak from my experience and what I believe in and my thought process. A bio-nano thing is simply some kind of bio-digital interface where we're talking about taking biological data or exerting biological control and creating an interface with the technological, creating an interface with sending and receiving outside of the body using the intrabody nano network. So we could be talking about nanobiosensors, and this is what in the paper when we discussed the intrabody nano network for early mitigation and detection of infectious diseases, the bio nano thing in that paper was the nanobiosensor that converted detection of biomarkers of the presence of the virus from electrochemical signals using a synthetic biology bacteria, basically, gene-edited bacteria, to digital signals that could then be transferred. And so the Internet of Bio-Nano Things is a network of all of these bio-digital devices, digital devices that can interface with the body on the nano or at least micro level. Micron and micro are words that can be used interchangeably. Now, the Internet of Things is terminology that I think is really misused a lot. The Internet of Things, by definition, is simply a providing connectivity to everyday devices and appliances. Your lamp, your lights, your fridge, your toaster, maybe your smart chair, you know, that gives you a massage and adjusts the back angles or something. If we want to speak professionally and use proper industry terms, then the Internet of Things has nothing to do with humans. It has nothing to do with our body. It's simply an internet, providing network connectivity to our everyday devices. Now, of course, you start combining these. You start combining an internet of bodies and an internet of appliances or devices and an Internet of Things, and you just get more control, more cybersecurity risks, more dystopian future possibilities, more opportunities for total monitoring and control. Absolutely. But I said this intentionally to make a clear distinction between talking about network connectivity of us, network connectivity of humans, and network connectivity of regular devices and appliances. Now, I imagine that the Internet of Bio-Nano Things may not be entirely restricted to us. I see maybe down the road, maybe in decades, maybe more, I don't know, but I see it could happen where trees get tagged. They put these networks in animals for their own good, to monitor their health and to administer medications automatically. I mean, they're treating us like animals. We're the hackable animals, as Yuval Harari would say. Well, what about the real animals? I could see that is another part of playing God, of the satanic agenda, the satanic endgame. So this could result in tagging trees, maybe something to do with environmental protection. This could have something to do with farm animals or even animals in the wild, maybe. Maybe down the road they could develop a network that self-replicates effectively and cohesively into offspring, so that way they could have every single wild animal tagged and controlled as well. It's playing God. Now, as a reminder, the intrabody nano network is a network of machines inside the body communicating with each other. And now I've seen some people are talking about molecular communication, so strictly communicating with each other through molecules as zeros and ones, rather than using wireless signals. That's a possibility. Generally, the more accepted communication within the body, or method of communication within the body, is frequencies, particularly terahertz waves. But the point is, this is a network of nanomachines inside the body, communicating with each other, performing tasks such as biosensing and drug delivery. A key element, of course, is that the intrabody nano network has to communicate outside of the body to send and receive data. And this is where you may get into things like a visible light communication, communicating with a gateway, communicating with a mobile phone or a smartwatch or some kind of device anchored outside of the body as a gateway. There are a lot of possibilities involved with this technology, but that is the basis. That is the generally accepted definition. And now, the body area network and wireless body area network. So in networking terminology, in the study of how devices communicate with each other, we have different network sizes. We have different network types that refer to the scale and scope of the network. So the LAN, the local area network, is any network that is inside of a modem router. So your home network is a local area network. It is not directly part of the main internet. Now, what is the main internet? The main internet is a type of wide area network. What is a wide area network? It's a network that spans many countries or continents. A campus area network is a network that spans schools or campuses. Now, a WLAN, a wireless local area network, is a wireless version of the local area network. So when you have your Wi-Fi router, what you've just created, anything that is connecting, any devices that are connecting to that wireless router, are in this wireless local area network. A personal area network is a smaller network that refers to, for example, Bluetooth devices, and so on and so on. Now, a body area network refers to a network inside of the body. So you can see the connection to the intrabody nano network. The intrabody nano network is a type of body area network. If we were to install, for example, microchips, one in your eyebrow, and one in your hand, and one in your wrist, and one in your foot, and they communicate with each other through whatever means, then that is a body area network. Now, if that communication is done wirelessly, which obviously it will be, then that is what is called a wireless buddy area network. So that's the terminology we use. I hope this was helpful to you. I hope this helped you visualize how all of these connect. These are all very closely related terminology that I think are thrown around a lot and maybe are abused a little bit. But these are my thoughts and my rationalizations for what these terms mean. Heal your DNA, learn to protect yourself, and God bless.
Bless.